We begin our 8 o'clock hour with this breaking news. LeBron James' son, Bronny, is recovering this morning after suffering cardiac arrest at USC yesterday. TMZ reports it happened just before 9:30 in the morning during workouts at the Galen Center. The James family released a statement this morning saying Bronny is now out of the ICU. He's in stable condition. In the statement, the James family thanked USC's medical and athletic staff for their work. They've asked for respect and privacy. The 18-year-old has committed to play for the Trojans in the fall with plans of entering the NBA draft when he becomes eligible in 2024. Again, he is in stable condition.
But you don't think the issue is important enough for someone with your stature to speak out on it?
You know, we're talking about individuals' bodies. You know, we're not talking about something that's, you know, political or racism or police brutality and things of that nature. We're talking about, like, people's bodies and well-beings, you know. So I don't feel like, for me personally, that I should get involved in what other people should do for their bodies and their livelihoods.
Anything that I do off the floor is predicated to my family, you know, for the majority. I mean, for 99.9% of that. So, you know, it's about the health and safety of my family. And that's what it came down to. Me being available to my teammates on the floor is me taking care of my body.
Do you mind me asking if you're confirming that you did get the vaccine?
It's not a big deal.
We have a player down on the court. We'll try to get more information.
Johnson taken out on a stretcher and rushed to local Tallahassee Memorial Hospital.
Leading cardiologist says cluster of collapses in footballers likely to be just a coincidence. A terrible coincidence at that, but just a coincidence. Yes, just a coincidence.
One of their high school football players died.
17-year-old Everest Romney got his vaccine shot, and that is when doctors found out he had two blood clots inside his brain.
Doctors baffled after 16-year-old football player and wrestler suffers a stroke and blood clot in his brain. 17-year-old high school student dies suddenly after suffering critical medical emergency during flag football games. 16-year-old high school football player collapses and dies after suffering medical emergency during practice. Family and doctors are baffled by the sudden and unexplained death of a 16-year-old Stanford High School football player.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin in critical condition after collapsing on the field during the game. He was administered CPR before being taken away in an ambulance.
12-year-old Jason Kidd collapsed during warm-ups at basketball practice. He died a short time later.
A South Carolina high school football player has died after collapsing at football practice.
Isaiah Turner died yesterday following a, quote, sudden catastrophic medical event.
17-year-old Philip Laster Jr. collapsed while practicing football on Monday.
A 16-year-old student from West Catholic Preparatory High School collapsed while warming up for a scrimmage in Chester County.
Two young athletes, the latest to die suddenly. Prominent cardiologist tie alarming trend to COVID shots.
The hardest thing was I let him get that shot.
COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older. And the more people who get them, the better we're going to be able to help stop the spread of COVID.
I'm here to implore you, go out and get vaccinated. I got mine months ago, and I felt so much better for it.
From PNC, he's not gone on the tour from Japan. Do this nicely. Chat! Chat! I need some help.
Big for a 19-year-old kid? Wow.
That's pretty amazing, and you said it right. Each and every night, and he feels like he's belonged. So I look for this kid to have a really good first half of the season. And
ball's having a ball.
Alex.
From the south coast of the Golden State, it's Long Beach's most popular talk show with Alex Exum. And now, your host, Alex Exum.
All hell has broken loose when it comes to the Pfizer vaccine. I told you about a report yesterday, 1 in 35 suffering from myocardial injury. This is a report done not from the vaccine manufacturers, Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson. This was done independently about the Moderna vaccine. And it sucks. All the way around, it sucks. Bad news everywhere. Got a headline here. Serious doubt about COVID-19 vaccine after forced release. Remember, they don't want to release any of this information. Wait till I tell you what's in these documents we found. Forced release of 15,000 pages of clinical trial data. Now, let me tell you what's in this clinical trial data, as if you didn't know. It's all bad. You know, for someone who wrote the book on Pfizer's crap vaccine for COVID-19, entitled Pfizer's Efficacy Illusion, the 0.84% truth. I mentioned it yesterday that it was like in the top, what, 80? It is now back at number 7, maybe because I mentioned it. I'm not bragging. I'm telling you it's very frustrating that people aren't getting the picture on this damn thing. Just yesterday, I saw a public service announcement, by the way, paid with my tax money and your money. It's astounding. It's almost as if the most important people making decisions in politics can't read anymore. Not that they've read my book or any book, any report, any news article or any report, podcast, carrier pigeon, I don't care what it is, anything, any news about the COVID vaccines, because it's all bad. So how can they justify spending public money, public taxpayer money, to as a public service announcement to promote getting boosters? I keep seeing commercials for boosters. Let me tell you about, you want to hear a little something about boosters? Nobody's getting them, by the way. Only about 30% of the population even dared get a booster. Most people, after just getting the initial Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson vaccine, said no more because a lot of people had issues immediately. And we're talking rashes, shingles, everything from like falling down, stumbling, you know, nervous conditions to slight nausea and headache. The whole gamut. I'd have a sip of Pepsi. I played at the top of the show. All of these young athletes who, by the way, have it the worst. You think they'd be okay? No. They're pushing their heart to maximum levels when they play these sports. And what we think, and again, I'm not a doctor, although I play one on radio, although I did write, we now know again, the number 7 book in the biomedical field still on Amazon. And some people are out there going to say, well, Alex, you know, sometimes when you just release a book, it's been there. It's, my book has been within the top 100 in this field. Because everybody's very curious about vaccine damage right now. Since its release, when did I release it? Does anyone remember? Well, it should tell me here on Amazon. Let me click. And the reason I'm telling you this, you need to get the book. June the 16th. So for at least what, June through July, we're going in August. It has not left the top 100. By the way, just so you know, there's in that field, I guess, there's like 300,000 books. Do you know how many books are uploaded to Amazon every day? Not just Kindle versions, but even, you know, publishers who are listing books. I don't even know. I'm asking you like I was going to give you a number. Do you know how many? No, I don't know either. Hundreds, if not thousands. So I'm just trying to make the point that this is a very hot topic. Everyone is freaked out. And you should be freaked out. You heard the clip at the top of the show of all these athletes dropping dead. Newscasters, you heard the one guy, the soccer newscaster, I believe he was a former soccer player, said, oh, yeah, I got my shot. I feel so much better for it. Then they show a clip of him almost dropping dead when he's commentating on the field for a soccer event, I believe it was. You couldn't see it, but I think you got the point through the audio. I mean, oh, I feel great. Now, are they going to say it was the vaccine? They're going to say it was something else, of course. But let me read you the headline off of that article. Serious doubt about COVID-19 vaccine safety after forced release. I don't want to go through the whole article, but I'll put it in the show notes. This is from the Epoch Times. 15,000 pages of clinical trial data that they did not want to release. Now, you'd say, why? They told us it was safe and effective. We keep hearing 95%. By the way, how could you have three different vaccines and all three of them happen just miraculously are 95% effective? I keep hearing the same numbers for these for three different vaccines. How is that possible? It's not. What they're doing is using relative risk reduction, not absolute risk reduction. If you don't know what that is, you need to get my book. This is not a plug for the book. I just released a new book we can't talk about today because we've got to deal with this crap. I'm not kidding. A book just released today. I released two. One is a public domain book that I released that I love. One of the best books on the topic of the life after death. So that is out. But the book that I wrote, Beyond the Veil, A Journey into the Afterlife, just dropped today. We can't even talk about it. And I'm pushing you back to a book I released months ago, Pfizer's Efficacy Illusion, because people aren't getting the picture. Let me read the article before. Sounds like I'm plugging books here. Listen to this. Documents obtained as part of the litigation against the FDA. Why would there have to be litigation? Doesn't that tell you something right there? Why do we have to force them to release stuff if it's safe? All right, here's what you're going to find. Key takeaways from the documents One of the key takeaways from the documents is that many of those who died after receiving the Moderna vaccine were not given an autopsy. According to the study, 16 individuals died after being administered the Moderna vaccine. The study indicated that of those 16 deaths, only two autopsies were performed. How does that make sense? And then they kept running the studies. They're finding out this is totally unethical. Somebody's going to get sued. An example was a 56-year-old woman who experienced sudden death within 182 days after receiving the second dose of Moderna vaccine. The cause of death was unknown and no autopsy was conducted. They were not investigating serious deaths, we're finding out, during Moderna's COVID-19 clinical trial. So people were dropping dead and they were just like, nothing to see here. No, don't investigate. I mean, this is outrageous. There were numerous examples in the clinical trial data of participants diagnosed with post-vaccination Bell's palsy, shingles, numerous vaccinated trial participants seeing the onset of shingles less than 10 days after the shot, a lot of times exactly in the area they got them. The studies also showed there are a number of serious adverse events with the vaccinated groups, some of them experiencing, you ready for this, heart attacks, pulmonary embolisms, and this one I found astounding. I haven't heard this, but it doesn't surprise me. Spontaneous miscarriages. You want to talk about evil. Not only wrecking the mother, killing the baby before it can come out of the womb. Folks. Listen, if you did not get a Pfizer of that, because listen, today I'm only hammering Moderna. If you want to hear about how horrible Pfizer's vaccine is, I'll put, 20, 30 shows I've done in the last 6 months? I don't even know how many. Strictly about the Pfizer vaccine. That I'm an expert on. But we're finding out now, I'm becoming more and more learned about the spike vaccine or the Moderna vaccine. It's all bad. Same thing with the Johnson & Johnson. It's all bad. The reason I focused on Pfizer, because it is the most advertised, it is the widely spread vaccine. It was pushed everywhere. It was the first one to come out, said they were 95% effective when we now know it was less than 1%, 0.85% effective. Now, someone out there is going to go, Alex, that's BS. I just heard yesterday it's 95% effective. I don't care what they told you. I don't care what they're lying. They've been lying. Go get the book. Read my book. It has Pfizer's numbers. I'll put the link in the show notes too if you want to read it. Nobody ever reads the damn report. The actual report Pfizer released tells you it was less than 1%. We're now finding all the clinical data from Moderna, or spike vaccine as it's called, is all bad. They were hiding people dropping dead during the Sorry about that. I hit the mute button. People dropping dead during the clinical trials and then not conducting autopsies. It's all bad. Do not get a booster. If you got the vaccine, I'm sorry. Alex.